Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. We're glad that you're here. Thanks for checking in. Strap in for some great Disney talk to get you through this last work day of the week and get you ready for the weekend. But first, a word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. When it comes time for that great 2018 Walt Disney World adventure, maybe you gone ahead, maybe you're going to Disneyland or even on a cruise with Disney Cruise Line. Irregardless, work with one of the great agents over at the Magic for Less. They're experts in their field. They know the destinations. They're passionate about the destinations, and their agents are beloved by their guests. That's why the Magic for Less is a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best. Check them out today. Just drop by themagicforless.com. Read all the testimonials, and you'll see there's no risk. It costs you absolutely nothing to have these expert agents right there working for you to get you the best deal on a magical Disney vacation. Check them out today. They're over at themagicforless.com. Today's show also brought to you by our Amazon affiliate link at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. This is the last weekend before Valentine's Day. So for that loved one in your life, drop by Amazon.com, pick out something that they would love, you know, go unconventional. You got the flowers and the candies and the chocolates and all that stuff. Not bad, but you know what? Find something they're going to use for the next year. Let them know you're thinking about them. There's plenty of stuff on Amazon, and every time you use our link, you're really supporting the show. So again, when you do that shopping online, please use the Amazon affiliate link at beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1287 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. Glad you're back. We're going to be talking some Disney dining plan and, you know, talk about situations where this could actually become a no-brainer to add to your Walt Disney World vacation package. We'll talk about who can add it and how you do that and all those good things. We'll break down, more importantly, to some specific examples of why this can make sense in situations where maybe it won't make sense. So we'll talk about all that today because we know that you go down there, you have your tickets, you have your hotel, but one of the biggest questions we get as agents over at the Magic for Less and just as Disney fans in general is, does the Disney dining plan make sense for me for this type of situation? So we're going to try to address some of that today. And we've got some, we've run some hard numbers and given some examples. So we'll talk about that today. Excited for that. So joining me today to talk a little dining, Disney dining. And it's always a lot of fun to do that. We have Ricky from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Mouse for Less, which we're using for a resource today. What's up, Ricky?
In case y'all can't tell, I like food. So this is the perfect show for me.
God, if only we could just have our favorite Disney food while we're doing the show. That'd be amazing.
That would be perfect. Too bad.
But instead, it's probably going to be Taco Bell. So that's how it works.
Oh, you're the worst. Yikes. Oh, you're the worst.
Got to make a Seriously, run. The worst. Actually, this isn't a show about Disney dining. It's really just a Tide ad.
But, it's Oh, my God.
I don't think anybody saw the end of my teaser video for Monday's podcast because at the very end, I'm like, it's really not a teaser ad. It's just a Tide ad. Nobody got to the end, I don't think, which kind of disappointed me. But anyway.
I'm sorry, Mike. That just shows you nobody cares.
I know. It totally shows me that. That's exactly what it is. It makes me sad.
Oh, my God.
I know. So anyway, go back and watch it on it's on the Facebook page and Instagram. Nobody said anything, so I guess somebody got there. Anyway, it was terrible. All right. So joining us also, we have Pam Forrester, co-owner of the Magic for Less Travel. Not a Tide ad. What's going on, Pam?
I'm blown away by that, Mike. I'm just going to say, I can't believe that people didn't make it all the way to the end.
I mean, it's like a 45-second little teaser. Come on, people. Hang in there with me for 45 seconds.
But, you know, I don't know. We're talking about one of our favorite subjects here because we all have a good time when we talk about food, I will say. So
it's kind of fun to do a podcast on it. It's way more fun to be sitting at a Disney restaurant together having a good time.
100%. 100%.
So before we get cracking here, let me just remind you a couple things. Check out the Wedway Radio guys. They're going to be at Kansas City. I think it's called Planet Comic Con, something like that. It's one of those, where you dress up and go in and have all the fantasy stuff, which is very cool. We had it in St. Louis just last weekend, I think. So Check them out. It's going to be the weekend. I think it's Saturday, February 17th. But all the details, they're recording a live Wedway Radio. So check out at Wedway Radio or at Schmadvertising. They'll give you the details. But go to Kansas City. Support the guys. It's going to be a great show. And don't forget, this coming up Wednesday, Valentine's Day, and we've got our tradition. Is this romantic? And we need your situations ASAP. So three ways to send those in. You can mail in a situation that will tell you if it's romantic or not. You can send that to Mike at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. You can also send me a message on Twitter at BeOurGuestMike, or the Facebook page will have a pinned thread at the top of the page. Give your situation for Is This Romantic. We'll hit as many as we can next Wednesday, and we'll flip-flop the questions to Friday. Always a great time, and it's a great way to celebrate Valentine's Day with a little Disney twist. All right, so today we're talking about the Disney Dining Plan for 2018. And, of course, the Disney Dining Plan has been around for at least a decade now. And when it first came out, it was, I remember, we've talked about this many times over the years, it was an unbelievable steal. I could not believe, I was like, I'm robbing Disney. I don't have a gun, but I'm like robbing them because like everybody got, let me think back in the first round of this, everybody got a drink. Everybody got an appetizer. Everybody, so remember that, everybody got an appetizer. So you had like four big old appetizers on your table if you had a family of four. Everybody got an entree. Everybody got a dessert. And gratuity was included back then. I almost felt guilty. Not really, but I almost did. Not really. But so that was, you know, and it's changed over the years. Obviously, they've tightened it up. They've taken things away. But this year, in 2018, they've actually added some things that make the value a little bit greater to the guests. So, Pam, walk us through the 2018 Disney Dining Plan in a nutshell for folks that aren't up to speed, and then we'll talk about some examples.
So I'll kind of give an overview of some of the changes that actually impacted all three of Disney's dining plans. For those who don't know, there are three Disney dining plans from which guests can choose when you're booking a Walt Disney World package. And those are the quick service dining package, the standard dining package, and the Disney Dining Deluxe dining package. Now, each one of these at this point for 2018 has included alcohol and specialty drinks at both quick service and table service locations. So there was really just a nominal increase to the dining plan, which there is every year for packages and the dining plan. And this year they made that nominal increase and also included a big benefit in terms of being able to include those specialty and alcoholic drinks. As you know, at many locations, you know, those can be for kids, you know, smoothies, milkshakes, hot chocolate, things like that. That can be around the $4 or $5 range per person. And for adults, when you're choosing either an alcoholic or non-alcoholic specialty drink, you can be in the $8 to $12 range for that, if not even a little bit more at some locations. So that's why, you know, it's important to consider that. I mean, you know, if you're thinking that you will have, that you'll take advantage of that, I think it's a great little bonus. And it also lets you be, I think, the nice parent, right? You don't have to say to your kids, you're not ordering that $7 milkshake. You're getting the $3 Coke or whatever. You know what I mean?
You're getting a water.
That's right. So anyways, it lets you be the nice parent or the nice spouse or the nice friend and lets you do that. And just a little quick difference in the plans. The quick service dining package, of course, is just includes your dining at quick service locations. You get two quick service meals, two snacks, and a resort refillable drink mug for each person in your party that's over three and for each night of your vacation. While the table service dining plan, which is really just called, you know, the Disney standard dining plan or plus dining, you get a table service meal, a quick service meal, two snacks, and a resort refillable drink mug. And then for the deluxe plan, which is the most all-inclusive of the three, you get your choice of three meals and two snacks, and of course, the resort refillable drink mug. So that's something to consider. Also, with the deluxe dining plan, your table service meals include appetizer, which is the only package in which that is that. So we did run a bunch of numbers and came up with some good scenarios, but one of the things we were doing when we were taking an in-depth look at this is you know, the ability that Disney gives you to use your dining plan snack credits at one of the myriad of Disney or Epcot festivals that happen throughout the year. And Mike's right, there are probably about 10 months out of the year in which you can experience one of those festivals, don't you think?
They're all the time. I mean, you got Festival of the Arts, and then you also have Flower and Garden, and of course, Extended Food and Wine now. So lots of time.
And the Disney and the holiday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there are four festivals now.
Okay, so I want to spend time because as a listener, as somebody who is deciding on whether the Disney dining plan makes sense to me, I like to see hard numbers. I like to see, okay, it costs this much per day. How can I exceed that or at least meet it? Because but before we do that, I just want to say that I think one of the things that that as a guest, like as somebody, when I'm booking my vacation, here's the deal. Okay, so when I add a Disney dining plan, the price obviously of my package is going to jump, okay? And it's going to jump a certain amount. But the thing I think you have to realize is that when you're on your Disney vacation, you are going to eat regardless. I mean, whether you build that into your package price or not, it's going to be there. And I'm the kind of person, this is why I really like cruising, because it's more all-inclusive. And I like to pay, when I go on a cruise, I like to pay my bill, you know, 90 days in advance, 75 days in advance, what have you. But I know that when I get on that ship, like, you know, the bill isn't going to kill me at the end. It's going to be my drinks. It's going to be my souvenirs, my port adventures, but it's not going to be a big, big deal. Where I like that to be on a land vacation too, especially at Walt Disney World. I like to know my dining cost is pretty much fixed. You know, it's already built in. And more importantly, it's paid for a month in advance of my trip. I can enjoy myself more rather than looking at the bottom line every time the waiter or waitress brings around the bill. Pam, do you think that's an important part of the Disney dining plan?
I absolutely do. I mean, like you, Mike, before I go on vacation, I want everything I can to be paid for in advance. I'm a little nutso about the whole thing because I just, you know, that's the way I like to do things. I like to pay for things as far in advance as I can. I like to arrive knowing that they're paid for. And that really, for me, is part of the enjoyment, that I know I don't have to think about, you know, oh, should I get this based on the price or whatnot. That's not really even a consideration. And that's one of the things that the dining plan, I think, does allow you the freedom to do. So it's a great point in terms of it being all-inclusive. And the other thing I will say about the dining plan is, too, that if you have older kids, especially, that you're going to allow some time to do some things on their own, this actually makes it very easy, too, for them, because they, on their Magic Band, is the dining plan, and they'll still have access to their credits. So that's a cool feature of it as well.
So, Ricky, jump in here. Where do you fall on the dining plan, and what are your thoughts? I mean, what I like is that, like Pam said, you know, when I'm on the dining plan, I just feel like I'm not as stressed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can order what I want off the menu. And I'll tell you what, because there's been times where I haven't been, because I've been down for like a race weekend. I'm a cheapskate. I always find myself defaulting to like cheaper items, where if I was on the dining plan, I could order from the menu. I'd probably get something I like more, but I try, oh, I can save $5 here. I can save $10 here, you know, because it's not prepaid and I don't want to be hit with that bill at the end. So what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're right. I think sometimes when you're not on the dining plan, you do make choices of, I would say, concessions of.
I get the cheap chicken from right. Father of the Bride.
Okay. Shepherd chicken.
Yeah, the shepherd chicken.
Yes. No. We need a graphic for this podcast.
We do. Yeah. Ricky, you're on that. That's
don't
it.
Choose the shepherd chicken.
Oh my gosh, I love that. So okay, so like you're right, like I'll choose kind of the cheaper option sometimes, or I maybe, you know, if I'm really in the mood for the steak, but I'm like, oh, the steak costs that much, maybe I'll get something else, you know. So I do look at the pricing when I'm paying for it by myself, but when I do it, you know, when I am on the dining plan, it is kind of nice because you really can just go, I will take that, and have no qualms about what you're getting. Like, you are happy, you feel no regrets. You're just like, I know I've already prepaid for this, and let's just go. Let's enjoy my meal. So I definitely see the perks of having the dining plan for sure.
Absolutely. All right, let's do this. Let's get to the hard numbers because we've been doing some research. I know Hannah's been doing some research for us over on The Mouse for Less. So Pam, walk us through the quick service dining plan, how much it costs per day, and examples where, if you were to do this and eat this way, you're going to come out ahead on the quick service plan.
So for 2018, right now, the cost for the quick service plan per adult per night of your vacation package is $52. And children ages 3 to 9, it's only $21.75. That's another thing that you always should keep in mind. If you have kids that are under 10 and they qualify for the child's pricing in packages, the dining plan is often a really great deal for you because you know that some of those meals really aren't that much less expensive than the adult portion of those meals. And the other thing is that Disney still does not separate the quick service credits into adult and children credits, which means that if you're ordering, for instance, at any of the Disney restaurants, you don't have to order a child's meal with the quick service credit for your child. You could order an adult size portion. Now, there's not always a huge difference in price. So sometimes, you know, you're better off ordering the child's meal because, frankly, your child likes what's included in that meal better than the choices for adults. But it's something to consider. So in the quick service package, you get two quick service meals per day. And for lunch and dinner, for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that includes an entree, a non-alcoholic drink, or an alcoholic drink, or one complete combo meal. So consider that. You also get two snacks, and there are lots of great ways to use your snacks. But that's, you can choose from drinks or popcorn or, you know, other things like that for your snack credits. So you get two of those per night. And then everyone also gets their resort refillable drink mug, which is refillable not only at your resort, mm-hmm. but also at other resorts on Walt Disney World property. So remember that as well.
It's like pool hopping with drinks. No, it isn't. Just kidding. Go ahead. I didn't say like, that.
Whatever. No. And so for 2018, the fact that both alcoholic and non-alcoholic specialty drinks are included, that's really kind of a cool thing. And the kind of alcoholic drinks that are included are things like a single serving of canned or bottled beer, or a draft beer, or a single serving glass of wine, or a cocktail, or something from the specialty cocktail menu. When we were there, I asked about this in depth. And really, they pretty much told us anything that was in that little cocktail book we could order. There were a few exceptions, drinks that were like, you know, I'm sure at Trader Sam's, there's going to be some drinks that are not included because they're for multi-person, but, you know, things like that. And the non-alcoholic options, as we alluded to before, include like smoothies and milkshakes and frozen coffees and slushies and things like that. So that's really cool. In addition to, of course, your coffee and tea and fountain drinks and other things like that. So that's kind of awesome. Just note that anything that comes in a souvenir container is not included. So do note that point. But so we gave kind of an example here. And in one of our examples, and you can find these over on the Mouse for Less, where we describe the dining plans, but they talked about the one of the ways you can use your snack credits, and this is a great use of a snack credit, is to visit one of the Starbucks locations in the parks, because any one of those drinks, I'm talking your Venti Frappuccino, your Trenta Refresher, those are just one snack credit. Mm-hmm. So that's a great use of that. And for the kids, they also have smoothies, and those are $5 a piece. So, you know, just keep in mind, you paid $21.75 for that child's dining credits, and already you're getting them a smoothie at Starbucks, and that you're $5 into it. So that's before you've even eaten one of the meals. In this example, too, the guests were at Epcot. So one of the locations that's a great use of your quick service credits are at the Tangerine Cafe. Now, this happens to be one of my personal favorite quick service locations because I think the food's delicious and there's lots of great options. But as a choice, as an example, the saffron rotisserie chicken that's available at the Tangerine Cafe, $17.99 per person, per adult. Mm. And you, again, that's just your one,
right?
That's just your, the food, your entree. In addition, you still get to have a cocktail, and they have a yummy tangerine cocktail, and that's $9 for that. So right there, this one meal we're into $28, and that's only one of your two meals for an adult. So, I mean, that's just, you know, there are some really great choices here. The next location this family chose was the Katsura Grill. And of course, that's another great quick service location with some awesome choices. The garlic shrimp is a $14 entree. And again, the draft beer, $8. So again, we're already, you know, you've already kind of surpassed what you had spent on the dining plan with these credits and that. You still have snacks left. And a great use of some of the snack credits are over at the Boulangerie Patisserie over there in France, because you can do things like get the bisque. You know, there's always a bisque that's available there. Sometimes it's pumpkin, sometimes it's lobster. But a lot of those delectable desserts are also only a snack credit. So I think there's a really creative way of using that, but So you'll be able to see the details in person, but the total saved by this family by using the Disney dining plan on that day alone, just for one night, was $25. So I think that adds up over the course of a trip. If you're able to save like $20 or $25 per night, just because you purchase the quick service dining plan, that's a big slam dunk. And that also doesn't take into consideration the fact that you all have a refillable mug that you can use if you whenever you're dining at the resort or just to get a drink. You know, those drinks add up over time too. So that's a good consideration as well.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's one night, you know, and if you go for seven nights or so, you're talking pretty decent savings there. Refillable mug's a great perk. I always wish I had that when I don't have the dining plan. And, you know, there's lots of examples. Again, over at the Mouse for Less, because of time, we're not going to go all over all of them. But in the other example, the second example there, there's a breakfast at Be Our Guest restaurant, eating a snack at the Main Street Bakery, having dinner at Pecos Bill's, and having your second snack at the ice cream parlor in the Magic Kingdom. You're talking, if you do it right and get the right things, a $46.50 savings over
for
what
one
you
would
have paid for one day. Exactly. And I mean, you know what? There's been many days where I have eaten that kind of combo. Had a snack at the Plaza, Pecos Bill's for dinner, you know, the Main Street Bakery, get a snack there. I mean, it just makes sense. So check them out. You guys see it in writing.
Yes. Slam dunk.
Yes, yes, too. Yes. All right, so Ricky, hop over to the plus dining or the standard dining plan, as many call it, and give us another example for a family of four how this plan could make a lot of sense.
Okay, so we are going to go with, speaking of Be Our Guest, we are going to go with a breakfast there. So again, it uses a quick service snack credit or quick service credit, which... I'm going to be perfectly honest. You get a lot of food at Be Our Guest restaurant for quick service credit because you get your meal and then you also get like a for the table, of course. It's for the table. You get a basket of like, you know, pastries and stuff like that. So I think that this is one of the best uses of quick service credit, like hands down, because the meal is, I mean, you know, pretty pricey. So, you know, all things considered, cause it's a set price for the adult and the kids meals. So, I think that that's a really good choice. So the adult got the croque madame, we got the vegetable quiche, and then the children got crepes and French toast. The total meal was $84.58. I mean,
right?
Like, hello, right there. So that's crazy. Oh, by the way, I guess we should kind of mention how much the standard dining plan is. So for 2018, the standard dining plan is $75.49 for adults and $25.80 for children. So just kind of keep that in mind. Then at lunch, so say you wanted to go maybe get a snack lunchtime, whatever. Enjoy, just, you know, it's Disney. You're on vacation, right? So you're going to go to the Starbucks bakery for a lunch type of thing.
That seems legit.
I think that seems legit.
That's too legit to quit is what that is.
Exactly.
That's MC Hammer.
You're coming up with awesome references on this show today. Yes. this is why you come to us. I'm just saying. So you're going to go to the Starbucks bakery and you're going to get a delicious snacky lunch because, I mean, let's just be perfectly honest. You had a pretty big meal at breakfast. So you're going to get a Frappuccino Venti because you can get a Venti
That's
Frappuccino.
Right.
you're going to get a venti caramel macchiato, because you can get a caramel macchiato venti size, a refresher for the child, a smoothie for the child. And again, you're at $21.56, which is, again, pretty awesome. You're getting up there. Of course, now it's snack time, right? So you're going to go with the snack credits. You're going to go to Aloha Isle, because you can't pass up a Dole Whip, right? So you're going to go to get a pineapple, two pineapple floats and two Dole Whip ice creams for the kids. And you're at like $19.96. Okay, you're getting there, right? Let's get to dinner. You are by the Magic Kingdom, obviously. So you're going to go over to Ohana at the Polynesian. The buffet for the adults is $46. So,
plus, you get a drink on top of that. We forgot to add that in there, but you get an alcoholic or non-alcoholic specialty drink on top of your Ohana meal.
Hello, so, you go to Ohana and you're almost at the one day.
I know, exactly.
A dining plan price, because the Ohana buffet is, like I said, $46. You add that alcoholic beverage on top of that, which is probably, I'm going to go in the $15 range right there.
At least 10.
You're at like, you know, 60 something bucks right there, just about roughly. Then the children's buffets are $26, which, by the way, did I say? I said the child cost for the dining plan is $25.80. So right there, you've already done it. Done and done. You've already overspent. Yeah. You spent. So anyway, with this example right here, you are, let's see here. If you paid out of pocket this day, it would cost you $270.10. The pay for the dining plan for that day was $202.58. You saved in total by using the dining plan and doing these delicious meals, you've saved $67.52.
And that's without adding in that drink. I mean, if you add in those drinks, which weren't in here, which you're entitled to, you're talking about a savings of greater than $80 for that one day.
Yes.
And that's a perfect example. I know that some people feel like the dining plan is too much food, but I think that that day in itself was actually pretty legit. You had kind of a substantial breakfast, you snacked through the afternoon, and you had Ohana for dinner. That's a good day in my book.
That's what we do anyway.
You might have missed a meal even.
Yes. I think, you know, definitely.
You know what, though?
Snacks.
Yeah, and when you have like an Ohana or one of those heavier meals, I'm trying to think like a Tusker House or like, I'm trying to think what are some of the heavier ones. Maybe like a Tefanito. Yeah. I mean, you kind of do want to take it easy during the day and not eat a ton, because I've made that mistake of like doing a Chef Mickey's for breakfast and then an early dinner at, say, you know, like a Le Cellier. Well, it ruins the evening dinner if you've had a heavy meal earlier in that day. You're just not like amped up for it. You know, I think you'd be ready to go for Ohana at this point.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Good stuff. Exactly. That's, I mean, it's a big savings there. But again, it's all about how you eat. You know, if you're not going to use all your credits, it does not make sense. Don't make me say that this is something everybody has to get, but I think a lot of us do eat similar to these examples. That's why we pulled these examples. I mean, you know, we're talking about going to Aloha Isle and getting pineapple floats, you know, I mean, Dole Whips for everybody, you know, going to the Main Street Bakery. We do that. Be Our Guest, probably the most popular restaurant at Walt Disney World. A lot of folks are going there, and it just makes sense. Ohana obviously is very popular. It's hard to get an ADR there. A lot of people go in there. And like Ricky said, you go to Ohana, it just right there. I mean, you're coming out ahead the rest of the day. You know, your snacks, your quick service meal and stuff like that, your refillable mug. All right, so let's talk deluxe dining. Now, this one, there's two reasons why I think you want deluxe dining. The first thing is if you really like fine dining signature meals, it makes a ton of sense. If you're going to eat at places like Jiko, California Grill, Yachtsman Steakhouse, you know, those types of restaurants, this is kind of going to work well. Also, if you're a hearty eater and you like to have a table service meal three times a day, this is the plan for you. So, Pam, walk us through the deluxe Disney dining plan.
So this is Disney's most inclusive dining package and will not be for everyone. You know, like Mike said, there are certain people that this is really going to apply to. But there are. Understand that there are definitely guests who benefit in using this plan. I mean, there are many guests who benefit in using this plan. And this is a plan that offers you the most opportunity for savings, because you actually get to eat three meals at different restaurants in the park, or like Mike said, you can use two of your credits and cash them in on a signature meal. So you could do, like, for instance, a buffet breakfast in the morning. You can have snacks during the day because you still get two snacks, and then in the evening use two of your credits to eat one of the signature meals. That's a good way of using it too. But just as an example, we did a few over there, and this is one where they're going to choose, you know, the Cape May character breakfast. That buffet price is about $35 per person. And because you're on the dining plan and because the 2018 dining plan includes a drink, guess what? You can have a mimosa with your buffet. Just saying.
It makes Goofy look better in the midriff.
That's right.
You have a couple mimosas.
That's right. And the kids' buffet price for that is $20.23. And let me just go over the price per adult per night is $116. And per child, it's $39.90. But remember, this does include three meals, either table service or quick service, two snacks, and of course, the resort refillable mug. So something to think about. Another place to use these guests, use them at Rosencrown for lunch. And they got the grilled New York strip steak, the sticky toffee pudding, and of course, a lovely Welsh dragon drink. So that's awesome. But there's lots of good choices there at Rosencrown. And again, you know, at the end of the day, that was a good choice because that meal total in itself was $124. And then they had some snack credits to use. And they use them just on popcorn and things like that. But even doing that, you know, it's still a good use of your snack credits. And then that evening, they ate at Garden Grill. Now, again, these are all three very themed dining experiences, and maybe not the way that you would use them. But that in that those examples, and they had caramel kush there for dessert. Of course, you got to have a little caramel kush. They paid, if they would have paid out of pocket for all that dining, that would have been $456. The total paid for one night of the Magic Your Way deluxe dining plan for the four of that family was only $312, so they saved $144. Again, this is not the plan that will work for everybody, but you have to look at where you're dining and what you plan on doing, and it may be something that can work for you. But the other thing we talked about too, Mike, and I'm sure you're going to bring this up next, was all these festivals and how you can use your quick service credits and your snack credits at the festival and save a ton of money too.
And actually, I was going to talk about that at Rosencrown, you can get a drink called the Leaping Leprechaun for $13.75, and it's included on the plan, man. I mean, how often in life can you get a Leaping Leprechaun for $13.75 and it's included in your plan? You don't even have to pay for it. It's already prepaid. That's pretty sweet.
It is.
That'd be great for New Year's. No, what am I thinking of? The St. Patrick's Day. You got to get a Leaping Leprechaun. Anyway, all so right. Yeah, walk us through the festivals and how that can make sense, fam. I think that'd be a great way to close out because we're butting up right against the Flower and Garden Festival here soon. Then we'll have summer where you have a little bit of a break, but then, you know, late summer in August, the food and wine starts, and then we'll be in festivals all the way through basically almost every day until, you know, the end of January 2019.
Yeah, it's true. So the great thing about Disney's Dining Plan is, first of all, the snacks you're able to use for most of the items at the food booths at all these Epcot festivals. Now, you can't use them for alcoholic drinks, the snack credits, but you can use them for a lot of these options. And some of these are like $9 and $10 options just for the snack credits. In addition, Disney lets you trade in one quick service meal at a food booth for three snacks. You can also do this at certain locations that aren't the food booths, like locations where at certain dining locations and certain stores too. You can trade in a quick service meal for three snacks. So just to give kind of a quick example of the way that these folks use this, they dined at the Sunshine Seasons there in Epcot. They started their day there, and they have a nice breakfast platter, and they each had an iced coffee, the adults, and then the kids had a kids' meal. They used their first snack at one of the booths and had red wine braised short rib. Hello, that's a $7.75 snack credit. along with some seared covina with braised ratatouille. So that's a good choice. And then the kids each chose this little tart that they could choose as well. But that's the great thing about these menus is the menus for the festivals, you'll be able to see, we have them over there on the Mouse for Less, you can see that almost all the options are able to be used as a snack credit. For example, there's a booth with kind of a Latin American theme in which they were able to get some tacos, which were $9, and some other options there. So again, that's a really cool use of your snack credits. And finally, on that day, when they dined at these little booths within Epcot and had all these options, this is for the quick service meal. They paid for, the total cost for that would have been $174, and you only paid $138, saving, again, $35 during the festivals. But as you glance through the festival menus, just keep in mind that almost everything that's not an alcoholic drink, you can use a quick service snack or a regular plus dining snack to redeem for that. Or you can cash in one of your quick service meals for three snacks as long as they're all at one booth.
So let me give just a couple of final thoughts on the Disney Dining Plan before we get out of here for the weekend. Then I'm going to turn over to Ricky and get her final thoughts on this. But, you know, the way the dining plan doesn't come out ahead for you is if you don't redeem all of your credits. You know, if you leave with, you know, six snack credits unredeemed or, you know, two table service meals, obviously you're not going to, this is not going to be in your favor. However, I feel that, you know, and I've used the dining plan many, many times, that if you go down to Walt Disney World and you dine and redeem every credit, really, it's kind of hard to lose money on the dining plan. But here's the thing. Here's the thing I don't want people to do. And I've kind of caught myself doing this one or two times on the dining plan. You don't want to try to make it where you try to get ahead in every situation. I say order what you like. Don't try to always order like, well, you know, this is the most expensive thing I can get at this restaurant on the dining plan. And maybe it's not something that you're going to enjoy eating. It's just you're trying to get your money's, you know, maximize your savings out of the dining plan. Sometimes that's going to be your favorite thing to get. But you know what? If you're a person who likes this and it's like the third most expensive or the fifth most expensive thing on the menu, get what you like. You know, it's your vacation. Make it the best it can be. But that peace of mind knowing it's prepaid, I think, is a huge thing. But, you know, I just think really, You're not going to lose that much. I mean, even if you leave a snack credit here, you know, or there, which you don't want to do, don't ever do that. But I just think you got to remember, like, you are going to pay for dining either way. You're going to buy drinks. You're going to buy a refillable mug. Maybe your kids are going to bug you about it. You're going to sit down and have some table service meals. You're going to have some snacks. Build those in. You know, there might be a place where you have to supplement with a snack credit or two. I mean, I had to do that because we would splurge. We'd have three or four snacks in a day because we're on vacation. But you know what? 95% of the dining was already paid for a month before I even left for Florida. And it was vacation. It was like an all-inclusive. It was like a cruise for me, which I love. That's my biggest selling point. So, Ricky, final thoughts. What do you think about the dining plan?
You know, I think that doing the math is going to be important, but like Mike said, don't stress. But like Pam said, take advantage of the dining plan during the festivals. I think that's going to be so key, especially because the festivals happen, you know, literally all the time now. So, you know, it's really, and the festivals have some kind of sometimes high dollar snack items. So I think that if you are going during the times of the festivals, which is pretty much any time of the year, considering the dining plan is going to be a really good idea.
Good stuff. Pam, final thoughts though, because you know, you've given some good examples and I want to encourage everybody to drop by the Mouse for Less because a lot of hard work has gone into, you know, looking at, you know, these aren't just like going, you know, like looking at a restaurant in this theme park and then another restaurant, in another theme park. These are all, you know, kind of like a dining touring plan, you know, like the one day is like an Epcot day, you know, you're eating at Cape May in the Epcot resort area. Then you're going into the park and dining there. Magic Kingdom, kind of the same way with Ohana. I mean, you know, we've done a lot of hard work here on these menus. I know Hannah and other folks have put a lot of, you know, work into this. So I want people to check this out because I think it's a good jumping off point for somebody that's even considering the dining plan.
It is. And it really is just examples of how you can save using the dining plan. I mean, in closing, I will say, again, if you have children that are under 10, if you are going to be visiting during one of these festival times, if you are going to be eating at a lot of character meals, these are all great reasons to consider the dining plan. If you enjoy fine dining, another reason to consider it. And I think that's what you have to do. You have to decide what works for you and your family. Disney listened to guests who said it was too many desserts to have a dessert with every quick service meal. And they took the dessert away and gave you another snack. So those who want to use that on a snack can use it on a snack. Those who want to use it on dessert can use it on dessert. And I think that's a great move on Disney's part. You know, they heard people who said, when they said we want to have the refillable mugs included with all the dining plans, and they do include those now. So they've done a good job at making these a little more flexible, and hopefully, you know, they'll give people an opportunity to find a way to fit one of these plans into something that works for them so that it helps save them money. And I think that's just, you know, everybody's vacation is different. And you just have to do the math or work with one of our agents who can help you with this process.
All right. So we just want to get that out there because we are a trip planning podcast. Lots of our listeners planning their first Disney vacation. Some people their second or their third. I know a lot of you out there, you know, you've gone down 50 times. You've kind of already crunched the numbers. You know if it works for you or not. But just, you know, we have to try to get out there for everybody. We want to make everybody and, you know, give them the opportunity to have the best Disney vacation ever. So thanks for bearing with us today, because it's a fun conversation, because it can actually make a difference in somebody's vacation. If you can have a better vacation, but even on top of that, have a better vacation at a lower cost, that's a great thing. That's why we're here. So hopefully you enjoyed today's conversation. Let us know what you think on Twitter and on Facebook. We'd really love your feedback. So don't forget, today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less. They're a platinum earmarked agency. They're one of the best out there. Disney's recognized them for great guest service. But just drop by themagicforless.com today. Fill out a free no-obligation quote if you're thinking about going to a Disney destination here in 2018. An agent will get back to you right away. And that's where you can kind of start the conversation. Does a Disney dining plan, you know, what's your advice? You can ask the agent, what do you think in this situation? They'll give you honest feedback. They just want you to get the best vacation possible at the lowest cost. That's why they're there. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Don't forget also, please use our Amazon affiliate link as you're doing your shopping for Valentine's Day this weekend. It's brguestpodcast.com/Amazon, and it really does help support the show. So please do that as you do that online shopping. We sure appreciate that. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at brguestmike, facebook.com/brguestpodcast. Also, don't forget, this weekend, please get those in. We need a few more. Is this romantic scenarios? We're going to answer those on Valentine's Day this coming Wednesday. Please be a part of the show. All right, time to get out of here and let's get on with your weekend. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wish you an awesome weekend. Have fun, but stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.